They stood watching her, all of them except for Ms. Rathead, who was peering ecstatically up to where the baby's down-covered head had once again appeared between the withdrawing lips of Mia's vagina. Mia Sousa, Miano. By the time the next contraction began, Dr. Scowther had seized a pair of forceps. The voices of the women became one, uttering a word, a name, that was neither Susanna nor Mia, but some combination of both. The link, said the pleasant female voice, has been established. A faint click. Repeat, the link has been established. Thank you for your cooperation. This is it, people, Scowther said. His pain and terror appeared forgotten. He sounded excited. He turned to his nurse. It may cry, Aaliyah. If it does, let it alone for your father's sake. If it doesn't, swab out its mouth at once. Yes, doctor. The thing's lips quivered back, revealing a double set of fangs. Was that a grimace or a smile? Scowther looked around at them with a touch of his previous arrogance. All of you stay exactly where you are until I say you can move, he said. None of us knows exactly what we've got here. We only know that the child belongs to the Crimson King himself. Mia screamed at that, in pain and in protest. Oh, you idiot, Sayre said. He drew back a hand and slapped Scowther with enough force to make his hair fly and send blood spraying against the white wall in a pattern of fine droplets. No, Mia cried. She tried to struggle up onto her elbows, failed, fell back. No, you said I should have the raising of him. Oh, please, if only for a little while, I beg. Then, the worst pain yet rolled over Susanna, over both of them, burying them. They screamed in tandem, and Susanna didn't need to hear Scowther, who was commanding her to push, now. It's coming, doctor, the nurse cried in nervous ecstasy. Susanna closed her eyes and bore down, and as she felt the pain begin to flow out of her like water whirlpooling its way down a dark drain, she also felt the deepest sorrow she had ever known, for it was Mia the baby was flowing into. The last few lines of the living message Susanna's body had somehow been made to transmit. It was ending. Whatever happened next, this part was ending. And Susanna Dean let out a cry of mingled relief and regret, a cry that was itself like a song. And on the wings of that song, Mordred de Cheyne, son of Roland, and one other, oh, can you say Discordia, came into the world. Stave. Kamala, come, Cass, the child has come at last. Sing your song, oh, sing it well. The child has come to pass. Response. Kamala, come, Cass. The worst has come to pass. The tower trembles on its ground. The child has come at last.